Hey listeners, welcome once again to the House of Bob podcast. Today, we're bringing you part two of the raid on Whisperblade Tower. Our heroes have been tasked with assassinating the gang's leader, Beazle the Red. So far, they've tangled with the guards on the first floor, and now it's time to go up. We hope you enjoy this week's episode, and if you do, head on over to our Facebook page or shoot us an email. You could even review us on iTunes, maybe. Roll on!
Fergie.
Really no change, major change in the situation.
Except they just are trading headbutts.
Yeah. I want to get Gregor into a better fighting position.
Okay.
I'm no good at strength, though, so I still just...
You could use acrobatics to try and do a trip or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. Yeah.
Trip this motherfucker.
It's already, like, on top of me, though.
Yeah, it'd be.
Think like not all. Yeah, not all wrestling moves are strength. There's also like finesse, right?
So yeah.
I would let you do that.
But 14.
All right, he managed to peel his hands off, so he's not pinned anymore. Still prone and not grappled.
Yeah.
Any bonus actions or anything like that?
Not for now.
Okay. Male. This guy just tried to shiv you with a dagger.
Right.
I mean, he tried.
He tried. He gave it his best shot.
I say, let me demonstrate for you. This is how you stab someone.
Roll your d20 first.
What, before I boast?
Oh, Chris!
Oh, shit. And so you now show him how to stab him.
I don't even know what that does. I haven't even...
I believe it means...
Never roll a 20.
I believe it means I get to decide whatever happens.
I think it's max damage. You roll extra dice for the attack's damage against the target. Roll all of the attack's damage twice and add them together.
Whoa.
Wow. Then you add your modifiers as normal.
So 46?
Yeah.
Plus 2 times modifier or just...
Just modifier once.
Just regular modifier.
But any 1s and 2s you can re-roll.
Right. I think just once. So sure, I'll re-roll that one.
Okay.
So a 2, and, oh nice.
10.
So 8, no, 8, and then, Jesus.
He's dead.
Good job showing him.
You killed him.
No, you're dead.
Yeah.
Great.
You're like,
are you even listening? Are you paying attention?
He's like hanging off your sword like,
terrible student.
One day you'll find the
Garrick. So the guy
still
that
one left.
Yeah, that guy that you tried to uppercut before, he's now knocked back a little bit, and he's scrabbling at his vest for a dagger that he's got hidden inside there. Right in front of you, he's looking at you, got eye contact going on.
With my free hand, I reach for his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
And try to break his arm.
Okay, make a strength check.
You're fucking intense.
Yeah. Fucking half-orc barbarian.
Ugh. Where did all your
5
anger come from?
Modified 5.
He, you grab his hand and he like you start to pull on it and a dagger comes away with it and he like wrenches his arm free from you and he's gonna try and attack you.
All right.
We're gonna do Gregor really quick and then I'm gonna kill Garrick.
I got pretty high HP.
Let's see.
I do that sweet, like, roll up and hop onto my feet thing.
A kip up?
Yeah, sure, whatever. I don't know the name of it, but I just do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Born to do it. And then I whack that guy that's attacking him with my cane.
Do it.
With chunk. 18.
That hits.
Hooray!
You did it.
6 damage.
You crack him against the nose, and the damage that you previously already.
It's a very bloody nose.
That's just what he's picking on. The damage that you've consistently done there just shoves that right up into the brain, and he just falls dead.
Alright. I lay him down gently, and then I drape his robe over his face.
A solid blow, Gregor.
Alright, right now I'm going to get all you guys to roll a stealth check, and we're going to add everybody's up together.
Are we trying to be stealthy?
Yeah.
No, this is my check to see if somebody in the next room has heard you or not.
Well, I'm trying to be as, like...
Are we adding modifiers?
Trying to show as much bravado as possible.
So if you feel like it, you could self-impose disadvantage, but I still want you to roll something.
We're modifying this here?
Yeah.
18, then.
So 18.
Whoa, 24. That's fine. I got 5.
24.
We're balancing it
plus,
out.
Plus, what'd you get?
20.
20? Plus 5?
He's doing the silent
plus...
spell so I can cast it on him.
Still. I rolled 3, so 5.
Jeez, you guys.
I told you I'm not trying to be quiet.
Why would I
have to be quiet?
All right. You guys have killed everybody in the room, these three guys, and you... Take a second to have your heavy breath. You're listening, and you don't hear really anything happening.
Perfect. I am at the door now, and I say, let's all drag them into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do just that.
Okay. You drag everybody into the kitchen. There's a trail of blood from in front of the statue.
All right. I grab a rag from the kitchen and try to mop up.
How much time are you willing to spend doing that?
I know I should have taken
10 minutes.
Okay.
While they're cleaning, I probably grab a snack or something.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I had a snack earlier.
While you guys clean, I'm going to really quickly pee.
Okay. Good job, Team Gennaro. We took care of those fools.
G for Garrett.
Everybody really did a good job.
They're great.
Yeah. Everybody did a great job. I did a phenomenal
job.
Yeah.
But... just agree with it's the easiest.
Yeah, you blew them out of the water.
I really.
If anything, I would say you did a blow job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I like that term. We should coin that.
Yeah.
Blow job.
Yeah. Everybody, really good blow job today.
I wasn't there to give a blow job, you guys. It was just you guys doing blow jobs.
No. Okay, there'll be plenty of time for blow jobs later.
I can show you how to give a good blow job.
Did you see me come from like across the room and do that one blow job?
Yeah.
I ran. Head first into him.
I have this really weird feeling they missed a really good conversation about blowjobs.
I wouldn't say good.
You missed a conversation about blowjobs.
Yeah, that's an accurate statement. Yeah.
Okay.
So this room.
Let's look for stairs, I guess.
The room that you are in right now. Again, crumbly statue, two big pillars, the wall that separates the temple area from the lobby area. And there are a couple, aside from the door you just came through, there are four other doors in here.
All right, I poke around in the temple. Is there any, documents or anything, lying around?
I do a 15 perception to look for sacramental wine.
Do you have an alcohol
None
problem?
Here.
Yes, I do.
None here.
It
doesn't look like that's part of this religion in particular.
God,
you
why
don't
would
find
you even want to be here?
You don't find any papers here. This is more of a sit and meditate temple than it is
I can appreciate that.
What were they worshiping? Yeah, what religion is this temple of? Other than Male Gennaro, obviously.
Somebody could try and make a religion check.
I do.
Oh, I have that.
Oh,
one day.
It's not as good as I thought it was. Oh, okay. Never mind.
I'll try.
All right.
You try.
I've got a +3 to religion.
That's pretty good. Why are you so religious?
20.
Yeah.
Go with that one.
The monk knows.
Of course the monk knows. This is a temple to a minor deity.
So not Male Gennaro?
No, not Male Gennaro. The Red Knight.
You should confront these guys.
Red Knight.
Mm-hmm. Also known as the Lady of Strategy or the Grand Master of the Lance Board.
Of the what word, sorry?
The Lance Board.
Lance Board.
I pay my respects and then let's go to...
It's like a battle tactics game.
Cool. The statue is the statue is part of that temple, sorry, or that's a different statue?
That's main statue in the temple area, yeah.
Okay.
And it's been defaced and it's been vandalized.
As you do. are any of the doors different in any way? Are they all just the regular kind of wooden doors we've seen so far?
One has a particularly fetid stench coming from the other side of it.
Good.
The other two appear to lead into either small alcoves or offices.
I mean, one is probably just the sewers, then. At least
I know the offices.
Okay.
Yeah, I suppose.
Me too.
You take a look, and these have been used as, like, bedding areas, basically. They've maybe at one point served the purpose of office.
Maybe from the guys who were dead in the kitchen?
Possibly, yeah. It looks like there's little straw pallets in here and some, like, bundles of clothing, but nothing of use.
Okay.
So, we don't actually... That's all the... Well, other than the sewer, I guess. That's all the...
Yeah, I don't really feel like opening up the stinky door.
Not necessarily. We just need to find a way up.
Yeah.
But you said
I know where the stairs are.
You know the stairs are?
In the lobby, it's like, I want to say those, like...
First door on the right.
You know, you're in the mall, and there's, like, a balcony, and it overlooks the lower level below. Yeah.
Sure, sorry.
Whatever you call it.
I missed that part, yeah.
Mezzanine or
something. Mezzanines, yeah.
Gentlemen, shall we?
I go up the stairs, leading the party into our next great adventure.
Yeah, we follow your lead.
Thank you.
Nope.
Okay, so when you take a short rest, like, say, when you're cleaning all the blood off the ground, you can spend hit die to regain hit points. Because you're level 2, you should have 2 hit die. Like a song of rest sort of thing?
Yeah.
You sing a song of cleaning up corpses to us.
You don't regain hit die. You can spend as many hit die as you want, but you don't regain them until you do a long rest.
At the end of a short rest, if you spend 1 or more hit die, you get an additional d6. Because I'm around. So you'd get d8. Plus a
d6. And Mail, you're leading the way upstairs?
Yes, I am.
Do we have any disagreements with that?
No, I'm following.
Okay. So you go up a set of stairs, you turn, you go up another set of stairs, and there is a door here. There are also stairs that go up even further if you wish to just continue on the stairs.
Let's put it to a vote. Go through this door or keep going upstairs?
Just another regular door?
It has a porthole.
Porthole? Yep. I would like to peek through it.
Okay, you peek through. And you
I
can
allow him to peek through it.
Thank you,
you can see just to the right, in front of the door, there's that mezzanine again. You're in the south corner of the building. And you can see just to your right, there is a guy standing, leaning over the mezzanine, looking down right now. Make a perception check.
Okay, Mr. G.
I'm
17. Okay. You can see across the mezzanine. So, you are...
Map time. You are map time. Door here. Mezzanine's like this.
Yeah.
Wall goes around. And you can see he's here. There's a wall and two hallways going back this way, kind of. And right here, there are three little rope
pulleys. Mm. Three little hanging ropes.
Yeah.
One of them has a red ribbon attached to it.
Okay.
And stops at this level, and the other two have a green ribbon and a black ribbon and extend all the way up to the next mezzanine or even further.
Can I see what they connect to?
I cut all three.
Because the porthole is so tight, you can't really see where they go to.
But I know you have intention to do this now.
Is it within 30 feet?
I would say probably 40 feet from here.
You can't just make hand everything.
I wanted them.
I do want this to be more than one move action away from you.
That's fair. All right. Well, I relay this information to the party.
I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I open the door.
So just on the other side of the door, like I said, there is that guy standing there looking over the mezzanine. So if you don't want to get alert him to your presence, you're gonna need to stealth it.
Yeah, I will do that.
Do you want me to do a sweet assassin?
I think she's got it.
20.
Cool. You sneak right up behind him.
And I'd stab him with that knife I got.
Okay, do that. Roll a d20. And add your attack. It's a finesse weapon, so you can use dex.
Oops.
That's not good.
See, I told you I never roll ones on those.
Not good at all.
So I don't think I do.
Surely you have advantage on a... I
think that makes
or not
sense.
Not helpless, but
check.
Unaware foe.
Hidden, but I think that's correct.
Yeah. That I have advantage?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Good. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Oh, that's much better.
Yes. It's 2 times 10.
All right. So, yeah, you roll your damage twice and add your modifier twice, or modifier once.
So eight.
He dies.
Oh, good.
And I pull him back before falling.
Yeah. He's like, you get him right under the ribs into the liver or whatever else would kill him, and he just like crumples back.
I'm like, Annabelle, go kill that guy. Yeah, good job.
Yeah, I do it all before you say it, but I turn back to you and I go...
Yeah. Nice work. Yeah. Just as I planned.
Yes.
Excellent leadership as always, Gennaro.
Thank you. Thank you. It's Lord Gennaro, but...
Yeah. Can we just call you Lord G?
I want to call him Big G.
Big G. I'll take Big G.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Can I just call you the strongest and most handsome individual ever? And
that's that ever will be?
Yeah, you can call me my full accept it.
Nice.
You can kind of vary it up. I know it can get a little tiring.
Cool.
Okay, so from here you've got a view of the whole mezzanine. You can see down the hallway to your right, goes right back to another T intersection.
Okay. Now can I see where those ropes lead to?
You can see that the green and the black ropes lead all the way to the top.
Okay.
Like all the way to the top.
Yeah. And are just connected to the roof and then go down to something?
It's too dark up there for you to see.
Have dark vision, but it's still too dark.
It's a limited distance.
Sure, fair enough. Yeah. And the red one, you said stopped at this level.
Yes. It kind of goes into the roof and is attached to some sort of pulley that goes like actually into the ceiling.
Okay, so I can't really decipher what they are connected to or anything, really.
Yeah.
Okay, there isn't like a sign beside it with instructions?
No, they just have those different colored ribbons.
Yeah. Okay.
What if we just pull on one and see what happens?
I mean, we could. Something terrible could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said that hallway just led down to a T intersection?
Yeah.
Cool. And there's no other doors on this mezzanine level?
Not on the mezzanine area.
Yeah.
By the time you get to the ropes here, you can see that there's a door here.
Yeah.
And if you look down the hallways, there's a door here and here.
And again, they just kind of look like the regular doors that we've seen throughout the place.
They look like regular doors.
Okay. Well, how high is each floor? Like from this mezzanine, you know, if we stood on the balcony, could we climb up to the next one?
If you were a particularly skilled climber, like the thing is you might not have climbing gear. If you had like a grappling hook or something, that would make it easier to do.
Okay.
The stairs also do continue up.
Oh, right.
If you just want to go up to the next floor, you could just keep going. But there are a bunch of apartments.
It
appears like there's a bunch of apartments and rooms.
There's one that's connected more to this floor, right? Why don't we just that one and see what happens?
The rope?
Yeah. Just a little test.
Should we just explore some of these apartments first, maybe? Or
sure.
Okay.
Shall we split up?
Okay, sure. I think I want to check out at least some of the apartments that are here.
Okay. You guys walk the hallways here and you see that there are nobody currently in the hallways.
Good.
That's good for them.
Yeah.
And these are where you see all the doors.
Oh, so many.
Yeah, I don't know about checking every room.
Why don't we just knock on the doors as we go by and just see who opens?
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, you a bad guy?
No distinguishing features on any of them? They all look more or less the same?
There are numbers on each one.
Okay. Just
like number departments.
Let's just open every odd number.
I go through door number one. I'm a number one kind
of
guy.
Luckily, that's also an odd
number. Now, you can go through door number one.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Yeah.
You could choose to go through door number two instead. Do you want to change your answer? Are you happy with door number one?
No, I've been told that I should change my
before
answer. Because I know I'm always right the first time.
Oh, right, of course. Sorry.
So,
is this the Monty Hall problem?
Male puts his hand on the doorknob of door number one. And I'll give you real quick details about this
door. Hold on. Before I put my hand on the doorknob,
mm-hmm.
I get my handkerchief out of my pocket.
You wipe it off?
Wipe it down a little bit.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. Feel it.
Grip
sure
seems
it's
good.
Nice and
grip seems good. Yeah.
Put my handkerchief back in.
There is a, like a bead curtain that is pinned back away from this door. You turn the doorknob and you toss it open, very male Gennaro style. And inside, a woman, startled, stands up, sits up on the bed, protecting herself with the blanket. Oh God. And you can see, looking around this room, this woman appears to be some sort of indentured, like probably a prostitute or something like that, that owes.
Probably mostly just people who live here. Yeah.
This particular woman is quite frightened of you, and
please
looks to be in a bad
situation.
Don't
get up. The pleasure is all yours, I'm sure. My name, if you didn't already know, is Male Gennaro.
Oh God.
And I'm here to rescue you.
What?
I mean, here.
You're what?
Take this potion. I got it just for you.
Oh my god.
She takes the potion. What is it?
I don't know.
Nightshade.
Deadly nightshade.
Yeah. Wait, no. It's medicine.
For what?
For the syphilis, obviously.
Yeah, probably.
For all the, you know,
STDs.
Prostitute stuff.
Yeah, he always brings it because he runs into a lot of ladies.
I have to drink this?
I mean, you don't have to.
I'm not going to do anything.
Oh. I'm not going to force you to.
I'm in the bag. I'm like, oh, shit.
She puts it down on her dresser. No. Just like, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I check the next door.
Yeah, I think we should leave these two alone.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was this room.
While this is happening, I'm going to go look at the ropes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm actually, I think, more on board with that. We could waste our whole day here.
Yeah.
Just, like, carry around on
literally
back, like,
harassing tenants of this poor building.
Like piggybacker.
Yeah.
Okay, like, what do you want to do with the ropes?
I want to do the one that looks like it's connected to this floor.
Okay.
Kind of give it a
so that one has that one has the red ribbon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a little test.
Don't mind me.
Pull.
You pull on it, and it goes, ba-ding, ding, ding, ding.
Oops.
And you hear that reverberate through the mezzanines up above you.
Uh-huh.
And on the
we
floor...
Don't like the whole alarm.
On the floor...
False alarm! We're okay here.
How are you?
Just a regular testing of the alarm system.
Yeah.
And you hear a bit of a shout or a call, kind of in the same spot above the floor where the guy was, right above him.
There's
another guy. He leans out and is like, "Hey, who are you two?" And then
which is he pointing at? Us two?
At you two, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then he goes to run to the side. You guys could. You have like one action here. What do you want to do?
Geez Louise.
I'm gonna run to the door. He has to come downstairs, right?
Does he?
Well, he's probably just gonna run to...
He's running to the right. The door would be to his left.
Oh, okay.
I could...
Then I run in that same direction, assuming there's a door down that side.
Okay.
See, it was in 30 feet. All my spells have ranged 30 feet.
Do you have a ranged range attack?
Not really. Just some of these spells. Shoot.
Yeah, you know what? I guess I'd say you're through the door. Like, he's through the door. It's diagonal, but...
Yeah.
Depending on the spell.
Yeah, and I will run to, you know, closer in order to intercept or whatever.
Yeah.
I cast... No, that doesn't work. It would buy us time, but that's about it.
That seems okay.
It would buy us 1 minute.
That's still more than we have in this,
sure.
Like, seconds of
okay.
Happening.
I cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on him.
Okay.
He makes a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Ooh, I got a 17.
That's okay. Never mind.
All right. So I'm going to get everybody to roll initiative. You guys have got your kind of surprise round thing.
We used it very well.
Yeah.
20 initiative.
Initiative is plus dex, right?
Yeah.
I got 18.
20 for me.
Run out of spells, guys.
Already?
I can do three.
16.
When you rested, didn't you get anything?
No, you did a long rest. Get spells back.
Fergus,
oh, no.
You got 20?
Yep.
So did Gregor.
Gregor, 20.
Why are y'all rolling so high?
17?
17, and Annie got
18.
18, and Garrick, you got
16.
Okay. So, Fergie,
I'm going to get you to go first. I love it. I'm going to say you're roughly here.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of you guys are kind of back in the hallway back here.
Aren't I nearby?
And you're with him. I'm not going to do, it's not to scale, so I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, and
the other guy, that guy, is up here on the floor above, running this way.
I'm going to, well, you're going first.
Yeah.
I really want to whip his legs, though.
I'm fine to let you go first. Or while you're, what was your initiative? Are you coming up
soon? No.
She's after, she's going to be after him, actually.
Yeah.
He got a 19.
Okay.
So it would be one move action to get to the stairs.
Yeah.
Another move action to get most of the way up.
Okay, I think I just got to do that.
Okay. So do your dash action. You are kind of there-ish now.
Walk his way.
And I go, hey, I can explain. It's all a misunderstanding.
Gregor.
Just calm down.
You've heard some. You've heard a bit of shouting from out front. What are you gonna do?
Ha!
Whoa!
You first leap across the mezzanine.
What's your speed?
35. You're quick.
So
wow.
You can move 70. So I'm gonna say you're on the first landing in the stairs.
Okay.
Next we have the lookout, and he is rushing this way, and you can kind of see just as you're pushing open the door, he's actually turning the corner and running this way towards another set of ropes.
Wasn't that where I am
now? And he's on the floor above you.
Oh, he's a floor above us, right?
Yeah. Next is Annie.
Thanks.
So now he's kind of like
right above us.
Yeah.
But I can't just like whip like around it.
Let's say that there's like some sconces or something.
Okay.
Right there. If you want to be all Indiana Jones about it.
I definitely do.
Okay.
Dexterity?
Dexterity. Acrobatics or something like that.
Cool.
Okay, that's really good.
21.
Your whip is wrapped on.
Okay, and I grab Fergus and we start climbing.
Fergus is on the stairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I grab the closest person. Is there anyone near me?
No.
Okay, well, I just start climbing and I leave the stupid thing there for other people to climb.
I'm going to say that you are at the rim of that mezzanine. Male Gennaro.
Yeah.
You and this very unfortunate lady
are
having this conversation.
I mean,
she doesn't seem
more and more fortunate.
She doesn't seem interested in taking your medicine.
Oh.
I mean, she just took the alarm bell off.
You didn't need that? Okay, I'll take that back.
Okay.
That was okay.
What is going on? Who are you? Why is this happening?
Well, I'm Male Gennaro.
I got that, Male. I know. Male, I know who you are. Why are you here?
Lord Male.
Get out of my room!
She tries to slam the door.
You
could have
gotten
slammed
in front of it.
So does that mean, like, you don't want to grab a
door
bite to eat or something later?
You're at the door like, maybe?
I could come back if you're busy. What time do you get off work?
Just silence. Just silence.
I'll wait here.
Garrick, what are you doing?
I'm going to follow these guys up the stairs.
Okay.
You guys, I have a rope too now.
So you are...
Garrick's too heavy for ropes.
You are just inside the stairs on the first level.
Okay.
And you can see Gregor is ahead of you because he's faster. And Fergus is kind of above you.
Okay.
We're back up to Fergus.
Can I get up to him this turn, or is he made?
Yeah, you can get out close enough to make some impact on him. And you can see Annabelle is just like clawing her way up the balcony right now.
Yeah, I think I just need to slow him down, so I think I'm just going to run up and tackle him.
Yeah.
Okay, make a strength or it's a tackle, so it's a strength check.
Yep, I'm super good at that.
Oh.
Four.
Maybe a different die.
This is a different die.
No.
You bounce off him.
That sounds about right.
Gregor, you can get to
about, I would say you're close enough to make a ranged attack, but not.
All right, I throw a dart at him.
Okay.
A dart?
A dart.
Yeah, like a shuriken.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what my ranged attack is, however.
It's your dex.
Just add dex?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, proficiency, if you're proficient in it.
It's probably a monk weapon, so probably yes.
What would you add for proficiency?
2.
Okay, so just a, my regular attack. Cool. 21.
21 hits. Do your damage.
3. I aim for the nose.
Oh!
The weakest point.
Yeah.
Ow! Ow! Okay.
Take that.
It's his turn. And he's being assaulted from all sides. He is going to try and ring the alarm. So he grabs up. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh,
and you can hear it reverberate again up through the upper levels. And you start to hear commotion and shouting from above you as some people on the balcony above.
Let me just put this out right now.
You.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know about this. But I was very curious.
I'm going to add them into the initiative at the bottom. So we got 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Did he only ring for his floor or whatever?
You hear it reverberate. Like, it's loud. It's
okay.
Going, it's echoing. It's going through the mezzanines. And it's now been 2 alarms in quick succession. So take that as what you will.
As bad.
That makes it... look out. That makes it Annie's turn.
Okay. I'm going to pull myself up.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump and try to jump on him and stab him.
Okay. Make me a strength or, sorry, dexterity attack, whatever
yeah.
it is. I'm just finessing. That hits.
21.
That hits.
Okay.
2 damage.
3. Plus my dexterity?
Yeah.
6.
Dead. You drive the dagger into his neck, and you both crumble to the ground.
And I say to them, I just got this thing.
It's brand new.
You
all right.
Believe it?
That guy's dead. This guy, male. All your friends have ran upstairs.
Hmm. Yeah, why'd they do that?
You heard some ringing of a bell a couple times, and some shouting.
Okay. Well, I mean... We could do this some other time.
Are you talking to the dog? I'm enjoying that.
And then I go
up. He's already a fire escape.
So you make it just to the bottom of the stairs on the floor that you're at with a full move. And then... Sorry, man. And then Garrick.
So these 2 other guards, are they visible yet?
You spend your turn probably getting up the stairs and you can see... across the mezzanine diagonally, so like you're here, they're up a floor here, and they are drawing a crossbow.
Oh
shit!
To
take a shot at you.
Oh oops.
Fuck.
And I wish I had a crossbow. They're so much quieter.
Yeah. There's 75 gold.
I'm going to equip my shield.
Okay.
And keep working my way up the stairs towards them.
Okay. So you're going to go up to the next level again.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. So just kind of keep track of where you guys all are. These guys are going to take a pot shot at Gregor because he's a little kind of within their view.
Yeah, for some reason you're the smallest but also the most apparent target.
These are these guys. Oh no, these guys.
Bigger than him though.
Yeah.
A 19 to hit.
Yep.
And that is just 2 damage. And the other guys are also running towards the stairs. So you hear quite a few footsteps from above you. And then Gregor, or not Gregor, male, behind you, back the way you came, you hear a door slam open. And just as you're getting to the stair door, you go to push it open, you see 2 guys coming out of the hallway back from where you met the prostitute.
Now, are we still trying to be quiet?
Nope.
Okay. I'm excited.
Did they see me?
They are running like straight at you.
Oh.
That's the full round. So back to Fergus.
So So the alarm that they rang was on the, like, the floor above us.
It's the, yeah, so on every floor there is one of those red ropes.
Right.
And the green and black rope just go through the mezzanine open area up to the ceiling.
So we don't really know what those do.
No.
I don't know, I was thinking either I could, like, ring the alarms on different floors and try to...
Mess them all up.
Or I guess I could try to figure out what the blue and, or the green and black ones do. Or I could duck into the nearest apartment and hide from the hail of crossbow bolts.
Oh, those are good options.
It seems like Gregor is taking most of the hits right now, so...
You got this, Gregor?
If you need me, just shout.
I need you.
Sorry, I can't hear you over the alarm.
You're right beside me. You literally said that to me.
What? Sorry?
Can I do like an investigation check or I don't know, not, there isn't a disabled device, but something like that to try to figure out what these mechanisms do, or
perception? It looks like they're, well, like they're connected all the way to the top, so they're probably used to communicate something to the penthouse.
Yeah. Green seems like good, right?
Yeah. All good here. That's what that one means. All good, how are you?
Yeah. I don't know, that's probably too risky.
Eh, we're already fucked. That's okay.
Okay, I think maybe what I'll do first, duck into the nearest apartment.
Okay. So
for
that
cover
would be
this one.
Okay. Anybody in here?
No. This room is empty. You can see that this room has sustained quite a bit of damage.
Yeah.
Including the ceiling, where you can see a little bit of light streaming through from the floor above you.
Okay. Just looks like a bedroom otherwise. There's nothing.
Yeah, it's an apartment. It's got like a little like cooking area and a straw mat and stuff like that.
How tall is the ceiling?
This height.
Okay. If I like push a bed over, can I maybe climb up through the roof?
You'd probably have to do some damage to it, but you could get through.
Okay, I'll try to do that.
Okay. So you start hacking at the ceiling.
Yeah.
We're gonna move to Gregor. Fergus has just ran into a room after you took that crossbow bolt to the shoulder.
Gregor, it's safe in here.
Of course this is. They're safe because they have other targets out here. How many are coming down?
You saw one guy shoot you and another two guys start running for the stairs, but that's all you could see from where you were.
Alright, the guy that rung the bell, what's he doing?
He's dead.
Yeah, oh, cool. He's not doing much of anything anymore.
Okay, I guess I'll duck into the room too.
Okay.
Seems like a bad idea.
Sounds good.
But you're being distracted with our half-orc friend.
Garrick.
Garrick.
He.
A lot of D names.
He dead.
Yeah, it's true.
Annie.
So who's still left alive?
The guys that were coming from upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You hear some shouting and some footsteps from below you.
Uh-huh.
And just as these two guys run into the other room, you start to hear some more commotion from even further behind them on the same floor that you're on.
Okay. Well, first I grab my whip back, because nobody used it but me, apparently.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to stealthily go where those guys were coming towards us, or towards them.
You're going to go into the room that they're in?
Oh.
Like they're hiding in a separate room.
But that's where the guys are coming from?
Further back, past that.
Yeah, I'm going to go past that room then.
Okay. So that means that these guys are here.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of end up in this intersection,
mm-hmm.
and this door is like in the process of opening.
Okay. I'm in the process of drawing my gun.
Okay. I'll let you shoot one.
Okay.
We need, to just add a loud bang to the situation.
Yeah, why not at this point?
I should probably just go out the bagpipes and start playing.
Yeah, definitely.
Full on raid.
Drown out the noise of the
I'm
alarm.
Going to do aim shot with a plus one grit.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot this motherfucker.
Why not?
15?
Plus one grit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's an eight.
Are you adding proficiency and dex to that? Because you
no, I didn't
more than
on that one. So 15, 6, and 17,
yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
That's the first time I've shot the gun, to be fair.
Yeah.
So 6 plus the grits is 7 damage.
7 damage.
Who you hear real loud.
You guys all hear this like thunderous echo.
But what I say, and nobody hears it but me, is finally.
Yes. Male, you are at the bottom of this set of stairs, ready to go up, but you hear two guys rushing down the hallway behind you, straight at you. Both of them have long swords in hand, ready to come at you.
Mm-hmm.
They're about 40 feet away from you right now, or you can go upstairs.
I keep walking up the stairs, but okay. I'm like, can I help you gentlemen with something?
So
you can die! Yeah, you get up to
pretty
the
sure
next...
I can't.
You get up to the next level. So just so you know what you're going to do for next turn, the three people who are on this floor have all gone back to the back of the building, and Garrick is still gone another floor above.
The music in this episode, including BitQuest, Impact Prelude, Zazzy, Local Forecast, Cool Vibes, and Night Cave, was produced by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution version 3.0.